He stood out in every single way.
I mean, we scored more than they did last night, and no one cares. It's Lebanon week.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network. This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the first studio show of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Trevor Martin, and I'm joined by
Aiden Cookston.
And Aiden, it's exciting, right? I mean, we're back to Coaches Shows. You know, I know it's your first
Absolutely,
one here as a sophomore.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you to join us here today. And we'll have Coach Richmond here on for two segments. He's the 100 career win man. It's exciting to talk to him today and see what all he has to say about, you know, kind of reflecting on that, but also the amazing game from last night. So, Aiden, I know we talked off air before, but let's talk about that a little bit. So, last night, Arabian fans, hopefully you were tuning in to Zion Palmieri and I last night. That was an amazing broadcast, one of the best that I've ever called in my career, you know, as a student and then in my second year here as the assistant manager. It's been so amazing to see this team flourish, and last night was nothing different. It was back and forth throughout. I know, Aiden, we talked before we came on air about how the Arabians, they scored first, we're up 7-0, and then Lebanon just back and forth the entire game. It was 14-14 at halftime. End of the third quarter, it was 21-21. And then it went into overtime, of course, and it was 35-35. And Lebanon did have one lead where they were up 35-28, like about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Arabians drove back down about 2 minutes and, you know, ran that two-minute drill and able to tie the game up. And then overtime, to recap there, Lebanon scored, I believe it was on their second play from, it's first, you get first and goal from the 10-yard line. They scored on that second play. And then the Arabians come back. Brant Gray to Sam Berent to, you know, make the game a one-point deficit. It was 42-41 at the time. Arabian fans, you know, if you've heard the moniker, usually the road team, you go for the win. So they went for two, came in on top and won 43-42 in a game, Aiden, that I don't think Arabian fans are going to forget for a long time. Your coach gets his 100th win, but the way they start off the year 1-0, it was impressive.
Very special. Yeah. Last night was a great performance that I heard. I was unfortunate I wasn't able to see it, but I definitely think it was very special to Coach Richmond and all the players there.
Yeah, and I think that was when I said design last night, too. It's like you really wish that game was, you know, a home game, because we live stream, of course, all the home games, as you guys, the listeners, know that every home game we live stream, but it would have been so cool if that game was, because that was a game that deserved all of the hype and all the, you know, the video and all the access we could have gotten. Hopefully you guys, we did, you know, Zion and I did our best to try to capture for you guys that weren't able to be there and see it. And we, you know, I think our emotion, I know at the end, it was kind of, there was a lot of yelling. You could hear the fans, I mean, the Arabians storming the field. And because Zion and I talked to, not a lot of times are you going to have a last play of the game where the other team storms the field, especially the road team. And even if you're at home, you normally don't storm the field. When you have a moment like that where there's just, again, so much emotion in one moment and it just all comes out, and Brant Gray, that, you know, quarterback keeper there around the left side of the line to score that two-point conversion was just amazing, because you knew in that moment, Coach Richmond, you know, last night he said, you play to win, you don't play not to lose, right? And that's the great head coach that, you know, knows what he's talking about. And it's when, in a moment like that, if you go for the PAT, then you just keep going back and forth. And the way the game was going, it's like someone's got to break through. And it was the Arabians last night, fortunately for all Arabian fans, that they were the ones to make just such an impact last night. And that's a way that, you know, and there's a lot of times you start out a season 1-0, but when you do it the way the Arabians did, I just think it shows, you know, their first win as a 5A school. Coach Richmond mentioned that last night as well, because we're in uncharted waters. We've been 4A for, you know, so long, you know, so many years, and then you finally get bumped up to 5A, and now look what this team's capable of. So it's amazing to see, and I think this team really is set up for success the rest of the year.
Right. I believe they're definitely on the right path from this beginning game. And I'm learning a little bit more about football, but
yeah.
I definitely know that win was something really, really special. And I hope they keep up that intensity this year.
Oh, definitely.
And keep it.
Yeah. And one other thing I know we talked about with Coach Richmond last night too, is like they had been 0-2 against Lebanon on the road. So they finally break through, win on their home field. Pendleton Heights said, you know, again, they were leading the series 3-2. Now it's 4-2 that they lead on top of Lebanon. Something else Zion and I mentioned is this is the last time that Pendleton Heights will face Lebanon as a non-conference opponent, because next season it's going to be a conference opponent. So something we mentioned as well, I know we've talked to Mr. Smith about the schedule and how it's going to look. Next year, the non-conference games will probably be weeks 1 and 2. So Lebanon, you know, that might be a week 3 opponent, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see if this matchup isn't quite week 1, because I think sometimes teams, you're still working out the kinks, you're still doing things like that, that I think – looking forward, this team is set up for success because this is a matchup that's probably going to take place a little later in the season. So now these two teams are going to have times to play other opponents first. But I feel like this Lebanon Pinnacle Knights game is going to be one for years to come. But it's going to be must-see TV, whether we're live streaming if it's home game or listening if it's on a road game. It's going to be one for years to come, Aiden. That's so competitive.
Right. Just this drive to win, how Coach Richmond put all that, what you said in the beginning. It was, we're not trying to not lose. We're trying to win.
Right.
And that's something very, very powerful in that message, that the boys can take throughout their entire football career.
Yeah. You know, you're definitely right. That is for sure true. So we'll focus more. We'll have the closing segment to kind of wrap things up with the football team and other sports as well. But we'll kind of shift our transition here after 5 minutes of football. We'll transition to other sports here at Pendleton Heights. So we'll start with boys tennis and what their schedule looked like last week. On Tuesday, they had their first game at Noblesville. That was a 5:30 start. Wednesday, they had their home opener against Frankton. And they had a home match on Thursday against Hamilton Heights. And just to preview as well, we'll go through a little bit of the new tennis coach, Grant Lampkin. But if you stay tuned at about 8:40, Grant Lampkin, I had a chance to sit down with him this week, so that was a good interview we had. So if you guys want to stay tuned for that later in this hour, that'll definitely be something you will want to listen to. But Aiden, just kind of looking at his coaching experience, he was an assistant tennis coach at Mount Vernon last season for both the boys and the girls tennis team. And something interesting to note is he actually was hired as both the boys and girls tennis head coach. But it's because, you know, the boys tennis team plays in the fall, girls play in the spring, so he's able to have I'd be able to coach both teams there. One quote he said too is, tennis has had a tremendous impact on my life, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to give back by leading the boys and girls tennis programs at PHHS. I'm excited to work alongside our student athletes, families, and school community to continue building a great program centered on growth, teamwork, and competitive excellence. That quote really stands out. I think he's definitely, I remember talking to him in the interview you guys will hear as well, but he really talked about how it's like, you know, kind of like coaches will say, you know, whatever sport it is, next play mentality. He said, you know, next ball, because at every point you get in tennis, if you don't secure it, you just got to have a, you know, blank mindset and just go right back into the next play as well too. So I think, you know, a lot of Arabian fans are excited. He actually told me too that, which you guys will hear, 24 players came out just for the boys team, so he's excited to see what the girls team can bring as well, because just having the numbers too, the sheer numbers to have a loaded team and, you know, singles and doubles, and I really think that this team is going to be set up for success because of what they have done so far and what they can do going forward for sure. So flip as well now to the boys soccer team. They had a couple of games this week. They had their first game. It was at Cecina Memorial High School on Monday, and again they won 4-1. So an impressive way to start their season. And Aiden, something we could talk about throughout all these sports, I didn't put them in there, but a lot of games that were last Saturday were canceled, postponed to a later date because there was still issues with flooding that was happening in Pendleton and even the schools that Pendleton had been playing as well. And then Thursday, they traveled as well to Lawrence Central and tied them 1-1. So they're still looking for their first match, which will come this week. We'll preview this upcoming week in the closing segment, so stay tuned at about 8:50. We'll tell you about when these teams will play this week and where you can see them in action. Last year, though, the boys soccer team finished with a 10-6-1 record. But even something that's interesting is they were first in the conference with a 7-0 record as well. So something really stands out about this team. They've got 7 seniors, a lot of returning talent. One player to mention is Jordan Wilson, just a sophomore. But last year, he was the second leading goal scorer and second in points on the team with 20. Transition to girls soccer here. They had a couple of matchups. Tuesday night, they traveled to Muncie Central. Then Wednesday, they had their home opener against Noblesville. Unfortunately, they fell 4-1. But I think there's still a lot of improvements to be made and a lot of season left to play for girls soccer. And their second-year coach is Nathaniel Summers. So he's looking to continue that class that he's had and continue them going forward as well as we get transition now to girls golf. Aiden, we'll see this theme a lot throughout, which we'll probably cover in a lot of coaches' shows. A lot of new coaches in fall sports. Girls golf, no different. Their new coach is Kyle Hobbs, who was actually in the Indiana State Athletic Hall of Fame. He went to Indiana State and was a cross-country and track runner. Looking at their matchups, they unfortunately had a couple canceled last Saturday and Monday. But then they did have a home match against Anderson and Shenandoah Tuesday. Wednesday, they had an away match against Hamilton Southeastern. So that was their last week with, again, girls golf. I think their season ends like mid-September. So there's so many events and so many matches they have early on in the fall sports schedule. And we'll transition here to boys and girls cross country. Their season gets underway this morning, actually, at 9 a.m. for girls, 9:45 for boys, the Taylor University Trojan Invitational. Again, like I mentioned, their first meet of the year. They also have, we'll preview that as well, the Arabian Roundup is coming up this week on Wednesday. Always a big event. Brings in, I believe, 15 schools competing, so a big event there. And the last sport, which we'll talk about all these again in the closing segment, but for girls volleyball, they have a new coach in Avery Mayfield, who last year was the JV coach for the girls Lady Arabians volleyball team. But looking at their schedule, they went 2-1 this week. They won against Richmond in their season opener on Monday in a 5-set battle, 3-2. Then they swept the Anderson Indians on Wednesday night at home. That was a 3-0-1 win there. And then finally on Thursday, they traveled to Westfield where they lost 3-0. So not the way they wanted to end that week there, but 2-1, still a decent record there, Aiden, on this week. Last year, they finished with a 15-17 record. So looking to improve on that this year, get over 500. But I think this team really is set up for success. I think a lot of these fall sports, we're just getting going here, but really looking forward to what all these teams are capable of and what we can see from the rest of the fall sports schedule. All right, well, we will take a quick break, but once we come back, you guys will have a live interview with the head football coach here at Pendleton Heights, Mr. Jed Richmond. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show right here on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Trevor Martin. I joined alongside Aiden Cookston and the head football coach here at Pendleton Heights, Jed Richmond. So, Coach, after having the time to process everything that transpired last night, what were your overall takeaways from your team's performance against Lebanon?
A lot of perseverance and resiliency. You know, we talked all week about, the toughest team is going to win. A lot of that comes down to the mental toughness. So I thought these guys showed both, you know. I mean, as I defined it for them at the beginning of the week, you know, physical toughness is the mission over your feelings. And, we were tired. We played very physical. And I thought very unselfish. And the guys, they did everything they could, stayed together and got it done. So really, really awesome atmosphere. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a sectional type atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They had a ton of people there. Our crowd traveled. So thankful for our crowd. I mean, that's not an easy drive over there, you know. And what an awesome night.
We knew this coming into the season, but your offense has a two-headed monster in the running game with Joel Weaver and Brant Gray. They combined for 47 carries for 324 yards on the ground with a rushing touchdown each. What does it mean for you to have such an amazing duo to utilize in the run game?
Well, I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to them, of course, but that offensive line was nasty last night. And I think the thing that I'm the coach in me, and after watching this game twice now since I last saw you, we're so far from where we could be. That is the fun and exciting thing. You know, I mean, it's so I said yesterday in our interview, it's so fun to coach these guys. Because they want to be coached, you know, and the amount of effort this week, I'm just glad they were able to get what they wanted last night. You know what I mean? Yeah. They went and got it. And just tremendous effort all the way around. I mean, I thought Brant played very physical running the ball. We protected the ball. We did not turn it over. We did not beat ourselves last night. And I don't know that they beat themselves. It was... man, what a game. And but it is very hard to defend. I thought the receivers, I thought their unselfishness was incredible last night. I thought their blocking, that's the best we've come out in a week one game and blocked. I mean, Lo and Beal, Byron Vorris, C.J. Mitchum, you know, one of our best receivers last year statistically, doesn't get a touch on offense, and they took him away. I mean, there are a couple times where we maybe could have got him the ball, but went another direction on that particular play. And sometimes that's how it happened. You got a couple guys open, it goes to another guy. And I just real proud of those guys. Cam Saxon on his first start, those guys really got after it. And, you know, it's it was a perfect example of being a team with how those guys played.
And you touched, of course, on the passing game as well with Brant Gray, but he was 9 for 13, so very efficient, 81 yards. Did have his career high, I don't know if you knew that or not, 3 touchdown passes. He's had 2 last season, but he did get his career high last night with 3 in one game. How was his senior leadership on display and his overall experience last night?
Yeah, I just think his poise, again, coachable in the moments. You know, until you're in that scenario, you know, you don't know what it's like to be that guy, you know? And you know, I told those guys last night, like, there's no pressure, you know, there's no pressure. You have to focus one play at a time. And, you know, it's one of those things that if you just do what you've done all week and you shrink the game to one play at a time and you read and you react, you got a chance. If you're worried about results, if you're worried about the end of the game, it's not going to turn out how we want it. And, they were coachable in that way. You know, and they led in that way, and just really awesome to see.
Talking about the other head of the snake, Joel Weaver had 27 carries and for 177 yards. What does it mean to have a running back that's the workhorse of the offense?
Yeah, I think you saw he's always fallen forward last night. You know, I mean, a lot of people forget he's just a sophomore last year. He looked physically stronger. Mm-hmm. He looked extremely fast on the long runs. I mean, he ran away from a very fast defense. Speed is not in question. Power is not in question. And, toughness is not in question. He was always falling forward. And, I think he is, I think he's a good addition to the line. Like, that might sound kind of crazy. The line was very physical and very aggressive last night, and he gels very well with those guys, not just on hitting the holes, not just the timing, although that's all part of it. I think the mentality that he runs the ball with complements our offensive line very, very well. Getting downhill right now. Brant did too. Brant ran between the tackles a lot last night. I'm sure they're both sore this morning, and they earned every yard. So really proud of them, though. Again, ball security. In big games, you cannot give the ball away. You can't give them extra chances. And to run the ball for 300 yards against that defense, they're a very good run defense traditionally. And I'll say, you know, schematically, they had 5 DBs. They were running. They were not going to let us big play them. And last year we got them on a big play action. If you remember, like CJ, and we had some things last year. We got them on. They were not going to let us beat them on that this year. And they kept 5-6 guys in the box and said, we dare you to run the ball. And we were very patient and did it.
One other player, too, to mention on the offensive end, you mentioned how Brant did distribute the ball a lot, but his main target, of course, last night was Sam Barrett. Had 5 catches for 56 yards and all 3 of Brant's receiving touchdowns. How special is he as a weapon? Because I remember mentioning it last night as well. 6'4", 225. He's got that frame. So how special is he to find Brant? He's just able to get over the top to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of those luxuries, so to speak. Yeah. But you know, I don't know if anybody's worked harder than him in this offseason. You know, and you see the stats, right? You see the 5 catches, the 3 touchdowns, like those are big. But his blocking last night was really, really good, both on point and, you know, and downfield. A lot of tight ends, they want to be Travis Kelce flexed out. And, you know, and he is... He wants to do that too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, and we can do that, and we have done that, but at the same time, he could put his hand in the ground and be extremely difficult to handle. And we saw him last night blocking linebackers and safeties in space. And he did. I don't know if anybody played more snaps, maybe Brandon Nunnemaker last night. I thought those two guys, They left it on the field,
yeah.
You know? It was really a lot of grit and toughness out of those two dudes. I mean, they were a big reason why we won the game.
Speaking of like the running game with Joel Weaver, last night you relied a lot on the running game, quite a bit with 335 yards compared to 81 in the air. Why is it important to you to establish the running game early in this season?
I philosophically, you got to be able to run the football and you got to be able to stop the run. We got to get better at both of them. Statistically, we had the yards last night and we controlled the clock, I believe, with a lot of that. Mm-hmm. That drive out of the second half, tremendous. I thought our conditioning made that possible. We called more passes and Brandt just did a tremendous job. They covered it. And it wasn't like perfect coverage, but they had more DBs than we had receivers and no one had him. And he did a great job scrambling. I mean, it's a backbreaker. So that is harder, in my opinion. That's the sort of thing that keeps me up at night when we're playing another team. The option is one thing. Like, you know, knowing where number 12 is and having our fits right versus run, okay? Now, all of a sudden, he can throw the ball really accurately. Mm. And, he can run. So that's like another layer to that monster you're talking about that's very difficult to defend. And I thought he did a really good job. The guys were blocking downfield. I mean, we got to get better at that, but our scramble rules were there. And then their effort to get a block, maybe to spring him, really good. So we got to keep, adding to that and keep getting better. But we're going to take what they give us. Ultimately, and we have the versatility to do that, to answer your question, and the unselfishness. You know, I mean, we targeted multiple guys last night, didn't get touches, and you would have never known it. You know what I mean? You'd have never known it. They were great Arabians last night, and that's why we won. You know, I mean, ultimately, that's why we won, because of the team.
All right, make sure to stay tuned. We got one more segment with Coach Richmond coming up. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7
WEEM. Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here for segment two with head varsity football coach Jed Richmond. So, Coach, I know you mentioned last night that you didn't know much about Lebanon because you weren't able to have a scrimmage, so couldn't swap film like that. What was the game plan like prepping for an opponent in an unusual way with not having really film on them?
Well, you know, we had last year's game,
right.
and they were they were very similar to what we've done before. Same with us, mm-hmm. That's the good thing about going against good opponents. You do have an idea what you're going to get, but it's still for me. I just and our coaches, we watch so much film and we prep so much. It's very unique to go into it, and
right.
But in some ways, it kind of made us better because you had to focus on the fundamentals. You had to focus on and with the flooding and stuff and no practice, we had to really spend some time on our special teams and things like that. So I can't say enough about the kids' effort on special teams. I mean, Cody Day on our long snaps, Aiden Gephardt kicking off, and Drake Hankinoff went, perfect on his PATs. And I had no doubt to kick another one. I just wanted to get out of there with a win. I mean, that's the way I felt at the end of the game. So, it is what it is, but our coverage team's got to clean some things up. There's always things to fix, and you got a really good player like number one for them. He's going to make some plays, and if I had a play back, we'd maybe keep it on the ground and not kick him, but we just got to get better at that. I mean, the last kick, to Aiden Gephardt's credit, man, that last kickoff he had was just sick. I mean, it hit and was died. I mean, it was like a crazy golf shot, where you get the backspin on it. But I was really proud. I mean, there's a guy that's never played varsity, never kicked in a varsity game, comes out there and executes pretty well. And same with Cody Day. I mean, stepped right in, and we made it really hard on those guys this week. I mean, they had to compete to win those jobs, and they won their jobs, and then they went out under pressure in an atmosphere like that and killed it. I mean, it's the kind of thing you root for in a kid, you know. Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Speaking of playing Lebanon before, last night was the second shootout in matchup history between Lebanon and us. What does it say about the players and the coaches that this game is always so competitive and can turn into a back and forth battle each time you meet up?
Yeah, I mean, I think, we have a lot of respect for them. And at the same time, I'd like to not do that. for us, we want to stop them definitely more than we did last night. And Coach Huth would be the first to say that, you know. But we got some young guys. We had a lot of effort out there. We need to clean some things up on both sides of the ball. I think some of the more experienced guys on offense made some plays in some spots where then some guys that are first game guys and maybe limited starts last year, they kind of learned baptism by fire, but they got better as the game went, you know. I mean, and they never hung their heads. I was super proud of them because that's not easy to do. I mean, that's a good offense. That's a really good team, sectional champs, and you're kind of backs against the wall. For us to get that fourth quarter stop on defense like we did, it shows the identity of who those guys are. You know, sometimes, you know, when I say the inexperience and stuff, that's not a negative. That's just sometimes we were so aggressive, we took maybe ourselves out of a play. It was a communication thing or there's a lot of different ways, but our effort was always there. So everything's correctable. You know what I mean? So we'll get that fixed. Hopefully that's the last shootout we have. But you know what? If we got to outscore some people, we know we can now. So I hope it gives them confidence that we're never out of the game. You know, I talked to these guys for a long time now this year. I mean, I've kept it real simple. You know, you got to focus, you got to believe, and you got to never quit. And they 100% did that last night. You know what I mean? You got to play the next play. You got to focus on what's right in front of you and believe in yourself and never, ever quit. And they did that. I mean, we had guys throughout the game that maybe slipped up, maybe could have played better on this play or that play or whatever. And then they came back and made a play later on. You know what I mean? And and then we had guys rotate in here and there and really help out as well. So just really proud of them. Special teams too. You know, I mean, we had a lot of good there where we maybe had some corrections from early on in the game. They got it cleaned up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So really good stuff.
And Coach, I know you touched on it last night, and kind of, you know, personal. I know being a coach of Western Boone, kind of a personal mission to be Lebanon for sure. So what did it mean for you to finally get that road win as a head coach here at Pendleton Heights against Lebanon?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about me. It is special. I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of people in that area that I know. I mean, you pour your heart into a program. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it was just 3 years, a little over 3 years, and there's a lot of good people over there. So, and like I said, one of my former players was on the staff over there. It's just it's always good to see him, but it's good to see them and how they're doing things.
Right.
Coach Yoder is first class. He is an outstanding coach and does things the right way. And is building something pretty special there. And they're going to be in our conference, as everyone knows. And they're making big changes to their facilities. I mean, they shared some things with me last night. That area is growing.
Yeah.
And it is, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in our conference for a while. And you can't sleep on them. And you got to, you know, there's no days off. I mean, and so, but it just is... it's a reflection, to answer your question, of all the good people I've been with and here. I mean, this staff, there's not a group of guys that cares about kids more. I've said it before, and I'll say it until I'm not breathing. There is no better group of men that cares about kids than these football coaches, and there's nobody that outworks them. And so there's a lot of things we can all improve on, but they're tremendous. And the kids, they deserve the credit. I mean, that... You know, it's like I said about the flood stuff. You know, I can say, hey, we're going to go do this. But if nobody follows, then it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, we are definitely a tight group and it's because of how we go about our business. And And it's because of our passion for these guys that that care about this community so much. And they rep Pendleton last night in the South Madison schools as well as anybody. I had the side judges last night, the side judge and the chain guys. They all came to me at the end of the game as the game was winding down. And I think they had the lead at this time. And so they probably thought they were going to get the win, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they're hometown guys. But I'll tell this story because it's a reflection on our kids. And it isn't always clean, but I can tell you this. They commended us on our sportsmanship. They commended us on not using foul language, which I can't confirm or deny. There weren't a few slip-ups over there with teenagers. But they were very, very respectful and showed a lot of respect towards our kids and their conduct last night. So, to say that and to say how violent and aggressive we played is pretty awesome right. to see from our young men.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What are you most looking forward to with the home opener upcoming on Friday night?
Probably correcting this stuff, putting it to bed and moving on. This is one of those things that, obviously milestone win and everything. And, I'm personally kind of glad it needs to not be on me now. We need to focus on Garen Catholic. We need to focus on getting better. If we stay stuck in first week stuff, we're not going to get to week two and we're going to pay for it. So we got to move on. And we've got to make sure that our focus is mature. And these seniors done a really good job keeping us locked in. Really good job. And we're getting better each week on with our leadership council and everything. They're doing a really good job of echoing what the coaches want and in their own way. And so, we kind of put it on Garen last year. I don't think they were expecting that. So it's going to be a big game here mm-hmm. Friday. A perennial power in Garen Catholic, even though they're 4A. We're 5A now, which is kind of weird even just to say in this interview. But two ranked teams, I believe they got points or were ranked. And so, it'll be an awesome crowd out there. And, I'm just, it's another great opponent to go test our will and what we're all about.
Just to add on to that, what are you going to train for or get to these boys? What are you trying to drive into them so that they can get better in this next game?
Well, I'll be looking for complacency.
Okay.
I'll be looking for, I want to see today, and we got to have some maturity. There's some guys playing JV today, and I'm going to talk to the team about this because there's guys that played last night that we need reps today. They've got to get ready. I look at the JV as, we're getting you ready to play varsity, and we've got to get you reps in a game it's different. You play sports too. It's different when you're in that environment competing versus practice competing.
Right.
We try to make it as game-like as possible, but it's not the same. I mean, there's not fans there. There's mm-hmm. It's not like last night, but mm-hmm. they're going to bring a good squad over here, and we got to get those guys ready to play on Friday night. So that's kind of the coach's side of what we're trying to do right now with these guys, because there's going to be guys today that play that may start later in the year. I mean, that happens every year, there's going to be guys that play today that contribute Friday and maybe help us, turn the tide and win the game. You never know. So I think consistency, we need to feel good about this. These guys earned it, they really did. I mean, that was emotional. Yeah. The ups and downs and back and forth but they need to be confident in how they've gone about their work. And last week was hard. This week's going to be challenging. We got full lift cycle, as in weights class. And so that'll be a different additive. It's a different opponent. They do different things. We got a little more film, so on and so forth. So it's just another layer as we keep building. And we just want to keep stacking days and stacking these weeks together and building that momentum to play our best come sectional.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out of here on this one. I know we touched on it last night, of course, your 100th win being that milestone. How do you think that helps your team set the tone for the rest of the season? Having, of course, your personal accomplishment, but using that as just momentum to continue the season and continue the ride that we're on.
Yeah, I don't know if my 100th win. I think our 1-0 is big.
Yeah.
It's hard to work as hard as these kids do year-round, playing other sports, training for football, training for their other sports, and then come out and to lose a heartbreaker. You know, and we're one play away from that happening. And it had we not scored last night, I'd tell you I'd done it 100 out of 100 times because you got to play to win.
Yep.
And, you know, especially on the road, when things are going like it was, don't give a good team any other opportunities. You just got to put them down right now. I mean, that's how I feel. And the kids, though, again, when you talk about leadership, they answered it. And Brant did a good job, but it wasn't just Brant. There's 11 guys out there, as you well know. Yep. And, you know, it was a great finish. Now we got to be humble and correct and stay hungry because it's it can go away in a second. You know, one day you're the hero, the next day you're not. So we could very easily face a different adversity this week, which something's coming at some point, and we got to handle it the right way. So, but I'm real proud of him. You know, and it's great to be 1-0. Great to have things to fix.
Yep.
We're far from peaking, and they are a lot of fun to coach, and I'm looking forward to a great week.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we're looking forward to Friday night as well and looking forward to the rest of the season with you.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
All right, make sure to stay tuned. We've got a couple of pre-recorded interviews coming up right here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844. Or online at force.tech.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Trevor Martin. I'm joined by the new boys and girls tennis coach here at Pendleton Heights, Grant Lampkin. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well, too. Can't complain. So first off, Coach here, what excites you most about the opportunity to lead both the boys and girls tennis programs here at Pendleton Heights?
I think the thing that excites me the most is the fact that seeing the program growing, that, you know, I had 24 come out for the boys team, excited to see what kind of numbers we'd pull for the girls as well. But you can really see that tennis is a growing program in the state of Indiana. That's really getting me excited just to see like the development of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, great to hear that. How are you feeling about this tennis season as we're beginning it, you know, this week?
Yeah, it's feeling good going into it. The boys are putting forth some great effort during practice. We've had some challenging matches this week, so I'll be excited to see at the end how we come out.
Yeah, and something interesting, I know I'm looking at the schedule and kind of looking at like your bio a little bit. We'll get into that later. But I know you went to Hamilton Heights High School. I know, you know, as we're recording this today, you face them tomorrow, I believe, right? Tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
So what is that going to be like for you to go back to, or I think it's here, right? So they're coming here. Mm-hmm. But what's it going to be like to face the school you went to?
I mean, I haven't been around Hamilton Heights since I graduated in 2017, but it will be interesting. It's like, you know, it is my alma mater in a sense.
Right, so exactly.
It would be cool to see if there's any families that I know or recognize or that I know the coach or anything.
For sure. That makes sense. Totally. What are your goals again for this boys tennis team to start this season? And, you know, as we get into still a couple months away from sectional, what are your initial goals for what this team can achieve?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking a lot into building this program. So developing those younger players that are coming in as well as the varsity players. I feel like some schools have that trouble of focusing so much on varsity that the JV falls behind and they're constantly going through this cycle of rebuilding. My goal is to have a program that is always being dominant because we always have that growth. There's always someone to step up.
Right. And since you mentioned that growth, you know, it starts at the JV level, but do you plan to even do maybe some camps in the summer to kind of start even when they're young and then hopefully they're working their way up to when they're in high school and in varsity?
Yeah, I do want to partner with the USTA and everything with doing some summer camps with the elementary and middle school age kids. And the goal is just to get them to fall in love with tennis like I did when I was young and get them involved in it year round with us and CSW.
That's awesome. And yeah, we talked a little bit before off air about your role with Indiana Premier Tennis. What is your role with them and how do you work with them?
Yeah, my role over with CSW, with the Premier Tennis Program, is I am one of their tennis assistants or coaches. Mm-hmm. So during any of their high-performance clinics, I can come in and help. So I mainly work with HP 2, 3, and 4. So it's their higher performance groups.
Yeah.
4 is the highest, where they're doing more active point play. And the coaches, really, their role is to take them to that next level, you know, work on your tennis IQ. Whereas with like HP 2 and 3, it's more of developing their game.
Okay.
Learning what tennis should look like. Whereas HP 1 is truly the basics. Like, this is how we swing a racket. This is what your footwork is. So I don't really work with that group too much.
Okay, I gotcha. So looking at your role again as a tennis instructor with CSW there in Pendleton Community Sports and Wellness, for those that don't know, how do you think that role as an instructor with them helps prepare you for a head coaching job here at Pendleton Heights?
I mean, really, it gets me into the world of tennis. I have a lot of connections now to other high school tennis coaches, to the coaches at CSW who played at like the collegiate level or higher, and being able to pick their brains by, I have an athlete struggling with a backhand, what are some drills I can do? Or just being in that environment, seeing how they coach, how they approach a problem, yeah, it may change how I approach it.
And since obviously you were hired, was it back in, was it April, I believe? Is that when you were hired? I think.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the interview process like with Mr. Smith and with the whole athletic department to get hired on here?
Yeah. So we had a bit of a back and forth over the phone, just kind of getting to see what I was getting into, you know, making sure I knew what I was signing up for. We had an in-person interview where they really were looking into more so like who I am as a person, like what's your coaching style? How are you going to work with kids, parents, things of that nature? Because like, they know I can play tennis. Like, I've played for 20 years.
Yeah.
They were worried more about this other side of things that people maybe not think of. Like, you, I've seen people who are amazing tennis players that can't coach.
Yeah.
How it is.
It's how, exactly. And kind of, again, looking at your bio, things that were posted as well, I know that you were an assistant coach last year at Mount Vernon. What did you learn from that last year that you think you can apply to this season here at Pendleton Heights?
I think the biggest thing I learned was how different boys and girls seasons really can be. Mm-hmm. How I had to change my approach as a coach with boys versus girls, and just making me think outside the box, really.
Yeah, for sure. So do you think that, you know, being at the level of Mount Vernon and being, you know, in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, I think across the board, you know, and you mentioned football, basketball, soccer, across the board, it's one of the tougher conferences. Do you think being there at Mount Vernon last year helps you for what you can implement this season here in the same conference and a rival school?
Yeah, for sure. I think it gave me a way to kind of see the competition, and I know what we're walking into.
Right.
And then that way I'm not like blindsided left and right, but like, I don't know this school at all.
Exactly. That makes total sense for sure. So we talked a little bit off air again too about what we were going to talk about in this interview. So what are your thoughts on this season's schedule? Again, I know you're in your first season, but your initial outlook as to what the path to sectional looks like and some of those tough opponents you'll face this season.
Yeah. I think a big thing with tennis is sometimes you have to play up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just play the same people over and over again, or play down in a sense that you'll never get better. You're going to learn something even in loss.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, playing a tougher opponent will make you play better. And that way, when we face these other opponents that maybe are our same level or a little lower than our skill level, it's going to be easier for them. They won't get complacent.
Right. That makes total sense for sure. And something else I want to talk about is this sectional being so tough. And how do you think the schedule, because I know, I believe it's what, Hamlin Southeastern, Fishers, I think Anderson and Pendleton Knights. That schedule, I mean, Anderson, I know they've had some, you know, up and down years, but again, across the board, Hamlin Southeastern, Fishers are always going to be competing at the top of every sport. So how do you think the schedule before sectional helps prepare you for what you'll face when it comes to that postseason time?
I think it does a great job preparing the boys, you know, seeing that higher level of tennis that we played Noblesville yesterday.
Right.
It's a hard match, like, but seeing that and knowing that's what the end goal is to play well in that sectional, you're going to have to play at that level against these guys. So I don't want them to be blindsided when they get to sectional. They need to be, you know, slow rolled into that higher level of tennis.
Yeah.
So they can practice and prepare for it.
Exactly. So what is kind of your mindset going into each game again, kind of the message you give to your team before they take the court most games? Just curious.
One of my biggest coaching philosophies with tennis is the next ball mentality. So essentially what it is no matter what, if you won the point, lost the point, you shanked the ball 10 miles out of bounds, the next ball is the most important one. So the same thing goes for matches. You know, last night it was a tough loss or a great win. This next match is the most important one. We're going to forget everything from last night. Go into this one with a free mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great, yeah, coaching philosophy, definitely for there, for sure. So something I wanted to mention is the press release that announcing your hire on the PHHS Athletics website. You said that tennis has had a tremendous impact on your life. What did you mean by that statement, and kind of how does that apply to your life?
Yeah. So I started playing tennis when I was 8 years old. In reality, it was really the only sport that I was good at.
Yeah.
Hey, so right. I came from Hamilton Heights. Football, basketball were really big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being hit, so I refused to play football, which broke every football coach's height, seeing a 6'2 guy refusing
right,
to play.
Right.
But I ended up falling in love with the sport. I barely made the high school team my freshman year. So my mom signed me up for some lessons down at IRC and Dean Road. It's the Indianapolis Racquet Club. And from there, I just started to develop my skill and actually got pretty good at tennis. I played year round. I had some college offers, so it was going to look like I was going to do that. It ended up not being for me. Yeah. So I played tennis in club at IU Indy and Ball State.
Okay,
so
cool.
It just always has been a part of my life. And it seems to always be leading me to like that next big thing. Like even at community sport and wellness now, like I never thought I'd be a tennis coach, but playing tennis there is what got me in at Mount Vernon.
Right. Oh, that, yeah, makes total sense there. So since you mentioned IU Indy and Ball State as well, how do you think those like college experiences helped shape your, you know, you for what you're going into coaching now here at Pendleton Heights?
Yeah, I will say like with the college experience, IU Indy, I took a bit of a role as almost a coach because there's no coach for club teams, just student-led.
Yeah.
So I would help decide what we're going to do at practice. If we went to a match, I would help decide lineup, things of that nature. So I think that kind of helped me expose to like at least that leadership aspect of having to be in front of that group and saying, okay, this is the drill we're going to do. Let me demonstrate it. So it got me a bit more familiar and comfortable with that.
Yeah, definitely. So something else I was just curious about too. When did you first think or know that you wanted to be a head coach maybe someday at a tennis high school level?
Yeah, I will say Justin Davis, he's the head coach at Mount Vernon. He really pushed me to apply for this job. He said I was ready. There were multiple times at Mount Vernon practices where he would essentially just give me a cart and say, you're going to go work with doubles over there. I know you'll do something good.
Yeah.
So full trust in me to have that. So I think that really showed me and gave me the confidence that I can do this. I can make that next step.
Yeah, definitely. And how important is it to have people like that in your life that help push you towards like the next step and the next journey?
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're getting wrapping up things here a little bit, but what are you most looking forward to here in your first season at Pendleton Heights? For what kind of you're looking for? I know we mentioned goals earlier, but if there's something you're looking forward to, you know, for now, and of course, you know, your coaching season, you kind of have two because then you have the girls season. So what are you most looking forward to working with those two groups?
Yeah. Biggest thing for me is just getting to know the athletes.
Yeah.
You know, that coach athlete relationship does really matter. You know, I still connect with my old high school coach. So I want to have that kind of impact with them too. I don't want to just be your tennis coach. I want to be that role model for you in a sense that you can reach out to and learn from.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that's about time here, coach, but thank you so much for joining us. This was a really great interview and I appreciate you for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Independent Federal Credit Union, located at 3737 South Scatterfield Road in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-649-9271. Online at independentfcu.org.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show. Once again, my name is Trevor Martin, and I'm joined alongside Aiden Cookston. So, Aiden, interview Coach Richmond. We went a little bit long, but it was great, great commentary. So, instead of playing two interviews, we played the one, and then we're going to wrap it up here for you guys. We'll be on for about the next 9 or 10 minutes here, so we got a lot to recap for
sure. Of course,
Aiden.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on this? Your first live interview with Coach Richmond. What were your thoughts on what he had to say?
He's just very get to it, very do it type of guy.
Right.
And those type of people, they get it done and they do it well. And they get success very, not easily, but it comes to them naturally.
Right.
And I feel like that's definitely how Coach Richmond is. And he definitely drives that into his players too. Because he was talking about it a lot in the interview when we asked him a lot about Joel Weaver and Brent Gray and their stats. So, yeah, we were talking, and it was great. It was a great interview. He is a great coach, great mentor too. He just knows a lot. He has a lot of experience with those 100 wins that he has now.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is crazy. And I think too, it's like, you know, just looking at his journey, it's like, you know, 17 years as a coach, 11 here. So we had 3 years at Western Boone, 3 years at Lawrence Central, and now here. But yeah, I think, like I even mentioned last night, it's like this whole community just embraces this whole team. Again, like you said too, not an easy trip out to Lebanon, about 55 minutes of a drive there, close to an hour. You can round up there to get there. But again, the fans were out. The student section was out. It was just a great atmosphere. And again, we're on the home side of the bleachers and, you know, in the press box, but we can see right across to our fans. And it was just great to see them all out in full force. And, you know, we mentioned too, you know, Friday Night Lights, it's like Pendle Knights hadn't played since November 7th. So do the math, man. It's so many months away from having the last football game.
Right.
I feel like it's a season that, you know, you only play once a week. So, you know, basketball, it's a pretty short season too, but, you know, it's spread out over a few months because you play multiple times a week and stuff. And you get, you know, like we said before, it's like you only get 10 guaranteed games. You get 9 regular season plus you get 1 in the sectional, and if you lose that game, you know, then you're done. So it's like you have 10 opportunities to improve each week, and that was just
right.
Phase one, I guess. You know, check mark for one box, and then there's still nine to go.
How Coach Richmond thinks about it.
Right. And I think most coaches probably know this too. They always say, you know, 1-0 this week, right? Get the one win, and then focus on next week. And again, I think you have to, you know, you don't want to. And I think he said too, you know, you don't want to get stuck in, it was 100th win, it's our first win of the season, huge atmosphere, road environment. Like, you have to not forget about this, like, remember that win, remember what you felt like, but then don't let, you know, that, don't be stuck in that, like he said, and focus on now Garen Catholic. Yes, there's today to watch film, watch, you know, some improvements on the defensive end, special teams, offense, all, you know, all three phases, but know that what you did was impressive. You won the game. Now to see, okay, what can we do now going forward and use that as motivation for next week and just kind of light that fire and just re-spark things, and you have your home crowd in front of you next week, so that's great. But then looking at the schedule, you're going to flip to back-to-back road games after that, so it's like it's tough. Your three of your first four games are on the road, but that's why you embrace next week. That's why you use that. Hey, we got this, is a great opportunity in front of us.
Right.
Impress the home fans. There's not a lot of opportunity. I mean, there's every year it's always going to be five home or five away, so this year just happens to be the five away games.
Uh-huh.
You get one more on the road, and then we'll see. We won't know until the sectional draw who will be the home team for that, because that's something that's not determined. Usually other sports, you know that there's a sectional host site, but football each week it just changes based on who's home, who's away, and then the championship usually is who's had the most away games the home team gets to host. So a lot of factors to be considered later on in the season, but definitely next week I'm sure this team's looking forward to, from what they did last night, using that as fuel for this next week and being able to continue trying to come out on top, because last year they only lost twice. So, I mean, this team has won a lot of games. They're looking to continue that 10-win season again. Where, again, just check the box for first win last night.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can keep that intensity against Garen Catholic. They're a decent school.
Yep.
We play them in soccer. I don't know about football. I haven't watched the huddle yet, but I'll know.
And something Coach Richmond, I know we talked about last year, I mean, you never want to overlook an opponent, but looking at that, since we're talking about it, still have some time here in this segment.
Right.
Pendle Knights did win 35-0, so they did shut out the Eagles last season, but again, it's a whole new team, so you can't overlook them. You can't look at last year's team and be like, well, we shut them out, we can do it again, because that's the kind of time, if that's something like that happens, that's when things go wrong, right? Because then you overlook a team, then they come out and shock you, and you don't want to have that happen. So remember what you did well last year, but don't just overlook them. Be like, oh, we won by 35 points. We're going to blow them out.
You don't want to ignore the fact that they can still improve.
Us. Just like we can as well. So you definitely want to make sure that, you're not overlooking each opponent. And that's each week, of course. And, you know, the schedule this year we've talked about before, but it looks a little bit differently because the conference has just six teams, which means the Arabians will play five opponents in the conference this year. Because normally, I mean, I would say my whole high school career and even before then, it's always you have the two non-conference to start the season, and then you have your seven straight conference games after that, where this year you start with two straight non-conference like normal, and then you go five straight conference, and then it'll actually end the year with another non-conference game at Southport. So again, just a weird schedule kind of for that 1 year, and then next year is going to be back to the same structure when we add Garen Catholic and Lebanon as well to the conference, as well as Brebeuf. So that'll be the one opponent Pendle Knights has not seen yet, and we'll schedule next football season, but have not seen them quite yet. But again, just looking forward to all this team can accomplish, what they've done so far, and again, just how they've stood out in week one and what they can do going forward into future weeks for sure.
Right, definitely. It was definitely a really good game.
It was. Again, I mean, we mentioned it a lot. Just, again, if you were there, you know it. If you heard us, hopefully we captured it well enough for you to be able to feel like you were there. Because again, the way this team played, if they play, you know, half as aggressive as they did last night. Like you said, like Coach Richmond, too, the chain gang and the side judge giving the Arabians credit for playing tough, playing aggressive, but also, yeah, just not using foul language, doing all the right things. And that's always been the mental toughness of this team, has always been something with Coach Richmond at the helm.
Right.
They impress on, and they do a great job each week. But I think when you can just have other people, you know, other opponents, they don't have to say anything like that about your team. But when they do, that just goes to show that, you know, it's a rivalry and it's heating up.
Yeah,
but in the moment, they can still say, you guys are, you know, you're well coached, you're not saying things you shouldn't, and you're, you know, in the heat of the moment, things can happen, but you're able to show that toughness in a moment like that. So that's definitely something very important and crucial for this team to look on. And
yeah, continue. Definitely. The stronger people respect the stronger people because they know. Yeah, they respect the work that they put in, but we're still gonna beat you.
Exactly. Right. So that's kind of the moniker of like, and again, that's why that series has just been so competitive back and forth.
Here. Right.
Definitely. So we'll transition here. We still have a few minutes, and we'll wrap up our football thoughts here in a second. But we're going to look at the upcoming week. As you guys, if you listen to the opening segment, you know we talked about the recap for all of the Arabian sports. Now we're going to preview what's to come this week. So we'll start in the same order we began with this show, with the tennis team. They actually are this morning, so here in about in the next 5 minutes or so, they're already on their way, and they should be there by now. They're at Lawrence Central for a match starting here again, like I said, in a couple minutes at 9 a.m. Then on Monday, they will host Mount Vernon in a conference matchup at 4:30 on the tennis courts. And then sometimes we've said before in other sports, the Madison County tournament is going away. But for boys tennis, it is staying. Wednesday through Friday, they will have the Madison County tournament. Wednesday, they're at Frankton. And then Thursday and Friday, the matches will be at Anderson. And then we'll transition to boys soccer here coming up this week. They've got two road matches and one at home, one home game. And that is coming up. The home game is on Monday against Muncie Burris at 7 p.m. first kick. And then again, on Tuesday, they'll play back-to-back. Muncie Schools, they'll travel to Muncie Central for that one. And then on Thursday, they will travel to Hamilton Southeastern. It's always a tough opponent in that one. Oh, those all starts are all at 7 p.m., but the boys soccer team, their home opener, will be on Monday. So if you can get out to that game, make sure to do that, 7 p.m. on the PHHS soccer field. And then the girls soccer team, they have just two matchups, both on the road. On Monday night, they will travel to Lawrence North for a 7 p.m. kick. And then on Saturday, so they have quite a bit of a break this week. They play Monday, and then they'll play Saturday, next Saturday morning, at Avon at 11:30 a.m. So looking forward to what they can accomplish this week. It's nice to have some practices in between that Monday and Saturday game for sure. Looking at girls golf, on Monday they will also be in a Madison County match. That is at LaPel at 4:30. So girls golf and boys tennis both have important county matchups this week. And then on Wednesday, the girls golf team will travel to Yorktown for a 4:30 start. And then finally, they will wrap things up on Thursday at Mount Vernon at 4:30. So all road matches for the girls' golf team this week, but hopefully they can use that as motivation going forward and they can try to win a few, if not all, of those matchups this week. And then we got two more sports here to cover, boys and girls cross country. Like I mentioned in the opening segment this morning, they have the Taylor University Trojan Invitational at 9 a.m. for the girls, 9:45 for the boys in their first meet of the year. And on Wednesday, they have the Arabian Roundup, and it's also the Madison County meet. That is at 6 p.m. for girls, 6:45 for the boys team. And Aiden, like we talked about in the opening segment, it's 15 schools, so you have, it's twofold. Arabian Roundup's always a big meet, and then you have the county meet too. So interesting to see how these teams are going to face off in a big matchup for boys and girls cross country.
Right, definitely. I don't know too much about cross country, but I know some people that do it, and it's
crazy.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, and mental toughness. For sure. Yeah. It's always, usually I feel like my sister in cross country, it's always like hot usually that week, and maybe this week too. And it's definitely mental toughness, and you got to show 15 schools, and you're trying to win the county and that meet as well. It's definitely kind of a twofold matchup there. So I'll wrap things up here with girls volleyball coming up actually this morning. So right now, here in the next few minutes, they are already at Franklin Central for the Flashes invitation. I believe they'll be playing a couple matchups, so they'll be at Franklin Central most up today. So good luck to girls volleyball this morning. And looking ahead to this coming Tuesday, they will travel to Noblesville for a 7:30 first, hit, whatever you want to say, for girls volleyball on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, they will host Mount Vernon in a conference matchup at 7:30 p.m. So Aiden, a lot of sports going on this week for Pendleton Knights athletics.
Definitely. Super excited for boys soccer.
Yep. And you're a former player, right?
Yeah, so. Definitely. I've heard the team is doing very well.
Good.
Because they won their last match very, very nicely. So I'm hoping they can keep up their good work. And I'm just excited to see what they'll do when I'm not there.
Right. Yeah, I totally
just
get that.
Just to see
exactly what's going on. So Yeah. Now, this is your first. How did you like your first coach's show? I was wrapping
it
up
was,
things up.
It
here.
Was very, very fun. I liked seeing how Coach Richmond thought about things, about how his football mentality, how he drives things into his players.
Yep.
And I love to hear it. It's great.
It is great. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I know you obviously we have a whole sports staff of, you know, six students. So you'll be hearing a lot more from them coming this fall. But that'll about do it for us. For Aiden Cookson, my name is Trevor Martin. Thanks for joining us here this morning for the ASN Coaches Show. We will come at you next on Friday Night Lights. That game is at 7 p.m. with a pregame show starting at 6:45. And our very own Aiden Cookson will be on the game with Owen Williams. So make sure to stay tuned to both of those guys. They make their football broadcasting debuts come Friday night. So thank you for listening to the ASN Coaches Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
At the IHSA, we can't say enough about the important role that high school coaches play in education-based athletics.
That's because coaches don't just teach the fundamentals and skills of a sport.
They're educators and mentor role models who teach invaluable qualities like integrity, grit, and teamwork.
They inspire confidence and help impart critical life lessons.
They push players to be the best version of themselves.
I'm Commissioner Paul Nydig. On behalf of myself and our assistant commissioners, we want to say thank you to every Hoosier coach who prioritizes growing student athletes over winning at all costs.
Thank you for always setting a positive example for your student athletes.
For being the leader that every young person needs in their life.
For representing the entire school community with character and class.
High school sports in Indiana wouldn't be the same without coaches like you who care.
Fans, support the coaches at your school by buying a ticket to your high school's next athletic event.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7.